At New York theaters up and down Broadway, in dramas, comedies, and musicals, chances are a lot of the actors are wearing wigs.
The problem with being a good wig designer is that if you do your job properly, no one knows that any of your work is on the stage.
Jason P. Hayes is the wig designer for Harvey Fierstein's Tony-nominated play, Casa Valentina.
I don't think people realize that half of the people they're looking at are wearing a wig. And that's where a lot of that labor and that love and that work goes unnoticed, because if you do it properly, no one knows that you were ever in the building.
Wigs play a central role in Casa Valentina. The drama is based on a real Catskills resort in the 1960s that catered to heterosexual men who enjoyed dressing as women.
Do you always travel to Charlotte?
Oh, the sorority has me seeing more than my share of airports. There are certain advantages afforded a lady traveling alone, doors open, luggage carried. The conundrum is the use of facilities. Airplanes have one restroom for all, but I'd risk arrest using the ladies' room at the airport. And Charlotte in the gent is not an option. So you limit liquids.
Reed Birney, who was nominated for a Tony as Charlotte, says the attention to detail in the wigs Hayes created helps him as an actor.
It really is a crucial aspect of the performance. This wig, especially for me. Your self-image suddenly changes. I can't see myself, but I see myself in the mirror, and I know I've got this honey-colored hair and a big swoop, and it really does affect the way you move through space.
Tony-nominated actress Sarah Green says the wig she wears in The Cripple of Inishmon completes her character, Helen, a volatile teenager on a remote Irish island in the 1930s.
What would I want to go out walking with the cripple boy far? It isn't out walking you'll be anyways. It will be out shuffling because you can't walk.
Yet initially, the brunette actress resisted.
And so when they came with the red wig, I was like, oh no, I want my own hair. And yet the minute I put it on, it was just like, oh no, the bold Helen is here.
The styling of the wigs is important, but so is the stuff they're made of, says Charles LaPointe, who made the hair pieces for the Tony-winning musical A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. LaPointe uses real human hair, which he and a staff of 23 painstakingly weave into the elaborate Edwardian wigs used in the show.
Well, we have distributors all over the place. We get some from London. That's like fine Caucasian hair. Then we get Indian hair from Bali, and we get Asian hair from the dime store around the corner. Mm-hmm.
Perhaps the most outrageous wigs on Broadway right now sit atop Tony winner Neil Patrick Harris's head in the gender-bending and Tony Award-winning revival of Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
I look up from my vermouth on the rocks, a gift wrapped wig still in the box.
Mike Potter designed all 8 of Hedwig's hair pieces and says Harris wouldn't be Hedwig without wigs.
They're a huge integral part of the character. I mean, wig is in her name.
And pull the wig down from the shelf.
The actor showed off those expensively shaped locks on the Tony Awards broadcast. For VOA News, I'm Jeff London in New York.